From the newsroom, I'm Rich Petschke. A Bridgeville man is convicted in a 2016 murder that prosecutors say was the result of a love triangle. According to court records, it took the jury 2 days to find John Goldberg guilty of fatally shooting Tim Smith of Fortuna, and that he also used a firearm in the commission of a felony. That means Goldberg could be in jail for at least 40 years when he is sentenced next month. Prosecutors say Goldberg went to Smith's house with the intent to kill him, but Goldberg's attorney argued it was a case of self-defense, as Smith appeared to be reaching for a firearm. The trial lasted about a month and was overseen by visiting Judge Graham Cribbs. Hundreds gathered in Arcata Saturday as part of the National March for Our Lives rally, which was originated by students at the Florida High School, where 17 people were killed on Valentine's Day. The demonstration was planned by students at Arcata and North Coast Preparatory Academy and began at the Arcata Playhouse, where a number of people made remarks, including Mayor Sophia Pereira. The gathering then marched through the city to Arcata Plaza and then back to the Playhouse. Eureka Police presented awards to 6 people for their actions in helping a pair of children last year. According to the department, Stephen Marino and Kara Hogue Lindau found 2 children in the parking lot of the Eureka supermarket where they worked. Fellow employee Jamie Peterson helped out along with student services coordinator Rachel Bass, teacher Alicia Simone, and Luke Lancaster, who arranged to bring food and clothes to the children and assist in locating the family. Each of the honorees received a specially minted challenge coin that, according to the department, represents the values of valor, service, and community. An area Coast Guard crew is back home from a 10-week-long patrol mission in the eastern Pacific Ocean. The Sector Humboldt Bay MH-65 Dolphin helicopter and crew were aboard the Coast Guard cutter Bertholf, participating in a counter-drug patrol. According to the Coast Guard, a maintenance team of 3 Sector Humboldt Bay flight mechanics deployed with the helicopter to the cutter in January to support the Coast Guard Helicopter Interdiction Tactical Squadron, who flew the chopper to search for vessels suspected of smuggling narcotics. The helicopter was directly involved in 4 law enforcement boardings, resulting in over $78 million in cocaine being confiscated. With news, I'm Rich Petschke.